The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
All right, we are live back from Columbus, Ohio, and the 24th anniversary of the Arnold Schwarzenegger Classic is now in the history books, and we have a repeat champion, something we've become very familiar with in the years of the Arnold Classic. We know that there's been numerous people hanging on to multiple Arnold Classic trophies, such as Kevin Lavrone. The Hall of Famer's got two in his repertoire. Dexter the Blade Jackson's got three. We know the all-time Hall of Famer, Flex Wheeler's hanging on to the record with four. And, of course, Jay Cutler's got three to his credit. So Kai Greene most recently nabbed two of the Arnold Classic back-to-back titles. And just now, over the weekend, Branch Warne comes off his deathbed and a torn quadricep to repeat and upset the apple cart and stop any thought of anybody walking off with that title. And he is now not only a new father, but also the new recipient of the second Arnold Classic title, the $130,000 check that went along with it, along with the sixth most muscular award that he has in his trophy case. And he can now throw in there a best poser $10,000 award for his efforts. Not everyone was in agreement. This was not something that you can unanimously say as you poll the crowd and you talk to the people that are watching at home and around the world that this was a slam dunk by any means. A large population of people felt the Big Bad Wolf should have won this contest. I was one of those guys who saw the contest a little bit differently than from what the judges. Everyone has their take and their opinion, and they're entitled to that, but the ones that matter the most are the ones that I believe Branch Warne relies on, and that is the judges. It's you know, they respect these guys. They have a hard job. They're looking at various things that maybe the viewing public does not see online. And also, it's a little bit different when you're there in person. I mean, the perspective, the angle, where you're sitting at in the auditorium. I mean, clearly from where I was, which was 12 rows back, you know, Dennis Wolf was the guy to beat. And yeah, Branch in certain poses definitely had Dennis, but in other poses, Dennis definitely had Branch's number. When you start talking about the hardness, they're both hard in different areas, and in different poses. But I think the sum total of it all, I just was kept coming back to Dennis Wolf's shape and structure and aesthetics. I mean, Branch rightfully, is a deserving champion when it comes down to having the muscularity, but it was a little bit all over the map for me. Standing in the relaxed pose, the champion seemed to be able to be picked apart and then came alive as he posed. But most notably, you can see there were some distinctions between the arm size. The bicep and the triceps just weren't up to snuff. The back depth wasn't as deep and crevicey as Dennis Wolf's, and none of them had any Christmas trees or lower back. I think the hardest of the guys, I thought Evan Centipani, who was in third place moving up from fourth from a year ago, was arguably one of the harder guys, definitely the most vascular of the three finalists. So there's definitely some people that left there with a little bit of you know, bittersweet. First, what Branch Warne did is commendable on any stretch of the imagination. He's walking around on crutches Olympia weekend, and there he is victorious again at the Arnold Classic in Columbus, where we also, I might add, on Friday, we saw the 8-foot, 600-pound statue get erected right in front of that Memorial Auditorium in honor of Arnold Schwarzenegger. And again, I had made mention that the defending reigning champion, multi-champion, Iris Kyle, wasn't able to make the competition, the Miss International, due to a leg injury herself. Her predecessor came along, the one that was first runner-up many times to her, Yaxani Orokin, who's also got that title before. She came in and took the women's bodybuilding title, and we watched Debbie Leshefsky move up to a number two spot, and Alina Popa slid comfortably in the number three spot, one of my favorites. Again, I thought Alina Popa is one of those girls that could actually win this competition on the women's bodybuilding side. Yaksani is one of those KG veterans that somehow or another she puts it together. I believe that might have been her 14th or 15th contest there in Columbus, Ohio. I'm not sure, but whatever it is, I know that she's probably the record holder. And we saw a former bikini Ms. Olympia come out from the back of the pack, Sonia Gonzalez, who people had written off in favor of Nicole Negroni, the youngster, the 19-year-old. Sonia Gonzalez, by the way, Temecula, California, came back up and grabbed her bikini title once again at the Miss Internationals. Congratulations to her. I know she works hard with Kim Odo, and she just looks like she's getting younger with age. Definitely a crowd favorite. And another repeat champion. Again, Nicole Wilkins comes back to hold Aaron Stern in the runner-up spot in the figure department. We may be getting a little bit used to this. It's maybe not as exciting for some people, but there's arguably a case for probably the top five girls to change places on that figure level. But for whatever reason, Nicole Wilkins continues to find herself in the number one slot as a former Ms. Olympia figure champion, former Arnold Classic Miss International champion. She's getting very comfortable with the word champion associated with her name and winning all of these titles. Congratulations to Nicole Wilkinsley. And on the amateur side, in the men's bodybuilding competition, we saw by way of Slovakia, Stefan Havlik came out and won the amateurs. I was privileged to be the amateur MC for that contest, where again, I repeat, we had 700 athletes representing 61 countries from around the globe, and those names were like Rubik's Cubes. I mean, they were tongue twisters. They were throwing one syllable after another. We're looking for a vowel, trying to buy a vowel. And then you ask the athlete, how do you say your name? First, they don't understand what the hell I'm asking them. And then when they do say their name, it sounds like Chinese all over again. And they were from, you know, all over the world. So we had a nice time playing What's My Name. But the cream rose to the top. They got the rightful winner, who was well-deserving. Arnold Schwarzenegger came out at the expo, along with one of the title sponsors, Richie Gasparri, and the TV star and personality Mario Lopez came out to make the presentation on stage in the Expo Hall at the finals on Saturday with a huge audience out there just prior to the men's prejudging starting across the way at Veterans. And Arnold had his arm in a sling, had surgery, along with Sylvester Stallone. Same day, I believe, they shared the same doctor, or at least the same hospital. He had his arm in a sling and was gingerly moving throughout the expo, you know, saying hello to everybody. So, anyways, congratulations to Stefan and that victory. And once again, it was an honor and a privilege to be part of the Arnold Classic rather than just covering it for Muscular Development. Steve Bleckman was courteous enough to allow me to flow as an MC going back and forth between veterans and the expo and representing Muscular Development, doing these wrap-ups and stuff. But what a monstrosity that weekend has become. I actually walked into my house at 2:00 in the morning and had to go back to the airport this morning to get my bag, but a lot of people are still in transit. That contest is by no means slowing down in its attendance nor in its popularity. Next year will be the 25th year, which they're going to do it big. We watched Robert Kennedy receive this year's Lifetime Achievement Award. He was not there in attendance. He's got some failing health issues right now, but his wife came out there and accepted the award. And to watch the body of work that Robert Kennedy has contributed to the sport of bodybuilding was nothing short of amazing. A well-deserved accolade, a very deserving candidate for the Lifetime Achievement Award if we're going based on a person's contribution to the sport, body of work, and what they've given back. Robert Kennedy, congratulations on the Lifetime Achievement Award, joining the population of former champions in that same category as Lee Haney, Reg Park, Jack LaLanne, Jim Lorimer, and the list is long. The most recent was Lou Ferrigno last year, and prior to him, Sylvester Stallone. So that award is definitely getting a lot more prestigious in terms of its elite membership. That also includes, of course, the Master Blaster, Joe Weider, Corey Everson. And over the weekend, we also had a very happy birthday for 8-time Ms. Olympia champion Linda Murray. They had a celebratory birthday party for her. 50 years old, looking like she's a 40-year-old girl and acting like she was 30 years old. So congratulations and happy birthday to our Miss Olympia. I'm going to bring on a guy that was there, gavel to gavel, shoulder to shoulder, has two of those Arnold Classic titles to his credit and fought in many other battles one of the winningest bodybuilders in the history of our sport, a four-time first Olympia runner-up. Let's bring on the Maryland Muscle Machine, Kevin Livroni. Welcome back to MD Radio. Big Kev, come on in, baby. I know you were traveling hard.
Yeah, I'm here, brother. It's always a pleasure to be here, Sean.
Are you at home or are you still in transit, man? Because it seems like everybody's down about two or three notches from where our energy levels normally are.
Well, you know, just put it this way, I'm recuperating, but we kind of get used to it from traveling, doing all these shows. But it was well worth who's ever down in the energy right now, it's well worth it because it was one hell of a weekend.
Yeah, and I was sitting right next to you as we were doing play-by-play with the fabulous Flex Wheeler, and you had to reach into your pocket and pull out some dead presidents and some Benjamins and hand them over to Flex because Flex stayed with Branch Warren, but you had already made up your mind who you thought was going to win the contest. Give me a little bit of elaboration on who you thought was going to win and why, and then tell me why you lost the bet with Flex.
Well, I had, when Dennis Wolf came out, he, you know, from the front, Dennis Wolf looked like he had it. I clearly thought that doing the pre-season, he looked the best from the front. When he turned around, it was kind of tight with Branch Warren. I mean, Branch Warren has these massive quads, and from the waist down, Branch kind of had him. But I thought when they were going through the compulsory poses that, you know, Dennis was edging them out, you know. Dennis was beating him, I thought, in the front double bicep, front lat spread, side chest shot, probably the most muscular shot. So I thought Branch had him, in the bottom, you know. But, you know, if Dennis brings up his upper back just a little more, I mean, I think this guy definitely will be a voice, you know, someone to reckon with going into the Mr. Olympia title because he has that frame. Well, he's just standing there. You know, I mean, he looks unbeatable. You know, what Branch did was Branch fought for this thing, and Branch pulled it off. And I thought the judges rewarded him for that, his effort of a champion fighting, because doing his compulsory, I mean, you were sitting there with me. I mean, you could just feel his energy, you know, and none of the guys were doing that. And I thought that's what Branch, you know, a champion, he just rose to the occasion. And even though, you know, he might have not been there in certain poses, you know, his personality, his persona, his attitude was there. Now, that being said, because the judges rewarded him with the Best Pose Award, the Most Muscular Award, and all these other, awards, I thought at that point, you know what, I think they might, you know, give it to Dennis Wolf. Now, thinking that they want to bring some new breed in, setting, you know, someone up, you know, to go in and knock off Phil Heath, I thought Dennis Wolf would be the pick.
Yeah, at the end of the day, man, there was a strong argument that Evan Sinopani could have come up there and been knocking on the door, and if the wind was blowing in a certain direction, nobody probably would have booed if Evan Sinopani had walked off with that title. There was a strong argument. He looked like another year he would be right there to really be in that pose down and be in that mix.
I mean, Sean, you know, it was you, I, and Fletch, you know, we were doing a thing, and Steve Blackman was to my left. I mean, and it was just really, really, it was really tight, and it was really up in the air, and, you know, the judges did their job. You know, of course, the fans would have loved to see Wolf pull it off, you know, where everybody's rooting for him because he does have that fatigue. But then again, Branch Warren came back from a horrific injury, man, 7 months. To do what he did was unbelievable. So, you know, I think the judges gave him that nod because, you know, I mean, he just has so much going for him. Not taking anything away from Evan or any of the other guys, but Branch, they gave it to him. You know,
yeah, he didn't have the prettiest physique for sure. Never has had the prettiest physique, but like a young Rich Gaspari and even a bigger Dorian Yates, Branch finds a way to land in that winner's circle. We're going to be coming up on a commercial break, and we're going to be coming back with a guy who's inching closer towards that number one spot, a guy that's not familiar with losing. That's Evan Sinopani, who a year ago was fourth place, found himself in third with the arrival of a new kid and a new house. So he had a lot on his plate this year, but just rounding out the women. Of course, Elena Popa in the Miss International bodybuilding portion was third. Kathy Lee Francois was fourth. Kim Buck was fifth. Brita Brzovac was sixth. And on the fitness side, once again, Adela Garcia reigns supreme. Two victories in under 2 weeks. Adela Garcia has now the Miss International title record. Camila Rodriguez climbed all the way up into the first runner-up spot, and the ever-popular Oksana Krishina is in third place. Bethany Wagner Cisternino was fourth. Tangi Johnson from Seattle Washington was fifth, and the Canadian, Miriam Capes, was in sixth place. Following up on the second runner-up in the figure was Candace Keene in third, Ava Cowan in fourth, Heather Dees in fifth, and Teresa Anthony. We're going to take a commercial break. Come back with the All-American, Evan Sinopani, after this.
This is Lonnie Tieber from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Smart Shake is not your regular shaker bottle. Smart Shake has two built-in compartments allowing you to store several servings of nutritional supplements. The shaker bottle is 100% leak-proof, non-toxic, and built from superior quality plastic. It's everything you need all in one unit. You even get a choice of colors. So do like four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler and get your hands on a Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker bottle, from www.smartshake.com today. That's smartshake.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world, and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances. But rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Run! Who are you? Business as usual, man! Run! Who are you? That's not you! It's not you! Come on. Shh! Run! Yeah.
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Levroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend, the cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroniFormula.com.
Hey, this is Seth Ferrosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumorPro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from Muscle Mads, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we are looking back at what was the 24th annual Arnold Classic, and we're talking with one of the Hall of Famers, Kevin Livrone, who is all too familiar with winning a contest and the prestige and the adulation that comes along with it, not to mention the responsibility, because it does put you comfortably as one of the guys to beat heading into the Olympia, because while they try to measure what's the biggest show and what's the most important, we do have to keep in mind the Arnold Classic is a contest that you are elected to, you are invited to. The Mr. Olympia is a contest that you've got to qualify for, and you can run into a brick house along the way trying to get to that Olympia. It's tougher to get there than it is to become invited at the Arnold Classic, a collection of personalities, up-and-comers, some favorites, and this, that, and the other. But nevertheless, it's probably the best-run competition over the past 25 years that we've had out there. It's the second-longest-running competition that we've had in our industry, but bar none to a man, everyone says that as they participate in the Arnold Classic, they feel like they are one of these Super Bowl elite type of bodybuilders with respect and treatment that is second to none. That said, I'm setting the stage that, Kevin, you know what that red carpet treatment is like with Arnold, because Arnold was one of us, and Jim Lorimer clearly gets it in terms of how to treat bodybuilders with his team. But you're also a guy that's taken four times runner-up in the Mr. Olympia, and I do know that Victor Martinez was like on the borderline suicidal getting second. He didn't know how to manage it. We know that Bertel Fox was a guy that didn't handle defeat very well, and he sits behind bars right now today just trying to cope with his life. And Craig Titus, I mean, bodybuilding's not for everyone, but when you get second place in a contest that you feel you should have won, there's a couple of directions that you can go with that. I certainly know what that's like. I processed it as part of a business, and I felt like, you know, a crowd favorite, and I was able to deal with it. But we saw that Dennis Wolf had a little bit more on his shoulders. He was coming in this show not to get second place. And I asked you there on the spot, what does this guy have to do? Because clearly for me, I didn't bet money on it, but I still walked away thinking that Dennis Wolf was the popular guy that should have won from various angles. He didn't. I think he now also believes he's a guy that, you know, let a contest get away from him unjustfully. His wife was just falling apart at the seams and had to be consoled. How do you process, what does Dennis Wolf have to do to regain his composure and take it in stride and even want to compete again? Because he's a guy that should be in Australia. He went there last year with 2 weeks and won that competition after getting second place a year ago. This year, it doesn't seem that that's in his mind. I'd be hungry to go after Branch in Australia for the rubber match and show them, look, I'm not only defending my title, but I should have beat him in Columbus. I'm going to go down here in Australia and beat him against these guys. Right now, he's not doing that.
Okay, well, I mean, I can tell you. I mean, it's like saying, well, what is it that we were supposed to do? What did we do wrong? You can replay this thing thousands of times in your head. You're going to just drive yourself crazy. Mm-hmm. You, me, and all great champions, what we do, we take the blows, we get up, and we move forward, regardless of what the judges say. So you really can't necessarily get mad at the judges, you know, and you want to replay what happened, what didn't I do, what can I do. There's nothing that you can do except stand up there. This is a man's sport. Stand up there, take the blows, and continue to go in the gym, walk away, take it like a champion, and continue to move forward if that's what you want to do. Now, as far as his physique, what I would try to do if I was a Dennis Wolf, I would try to put more size on my back in the areas where I'm coming close to these guys, because Branch is he's a champion. You have to knock the guy out. If it's a little bit of close,
or any edge that the judges could nod his way, you see what happens. You have to go in there like Phil Heath went in there, and he knocked out Jay Cutler. That's what you have to do. You cannot turn around and have lagging body parts, you know, and not look as solid as you do from the front. Now, like I said, you know, Wolf has a physique. Now, you also have to have that champion mentality and say, you know what? This is just going to push me, propel me to move forward and be better than ever before. The next time I walk on stage, I don't care who I'm standing against, I'm going to win the show, hands down. And he did not necessarily win the show hands down. It was a slight nod that, you know what? Yeah, we all thought Wolf should have won. But guess what? He did. And maybe it's personality or the persona that he propelled forward. And, you know, going towards Branch is, you know, the guy fought for it. Even though he might have been, you know, a tad off when he turned around and wasn't as hard in certain places, but he had that killer instinct mentality that, you know what, this is my stage, I've been here before, and I'm taking this show.
Well, with that being said, you're a professional. This is your job. It's like being a fighter. You're 2 weeks away from a contest that you won a year ago. You're pissed off to the point where, you know what, I think I beat that guy. Why would he not go? Give me one reason to stay home and watch this guy clean up out there in Australia.
Why would he not go to Australia? Of course he should go to Australia. I mean, one thing that you have to realize, and, you know, I'm looking at the stage and I'm wondering, my question mark was, you know, where was Kai Greene? You know, how come he's not in the show?
Well, I'm gonna tell you, Kevin, because Kai Greene had done back-to-back, like, Arnold class. As a matter of fact, he qualified. Remember, he won the New York Pro in May. Then he went to the Olympia. So this would have been his third contest in under 12 months. And we know he's not a small guy. The guy gets up to 300 pounds. He's working with George Farah. He got third at the Olympia. I believe he's already qualified for next year's Olympia. He's trying to do what Phil Heath is doing, preserve his body as he inches up, because a year ago he was like eighth place.
I understand. I mean, you can say that. I mean, you used to compete only at the Mr. Olympia, and every now and then you would do the Arnold Classic. But guess what? I would do seven shows a year.
Yeah.
I mean, you telling me a professional bodybuilder can't compete more than three times a year or twice a year?
Well, sure.
I mean, right now it's March. The Olympia is not until, you know, what, October?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In other words, what I'm saying is when you get into shape, you know, moving forward like Dennis Wolf, he's already in the shape. He should go out there and not worry. Put the show behind you, man. This is a business. Your body is a business. You know, you prepared yourself. You're in shape. Go out there and win these shows. Place where you can place. Do your best. Continue to stay in contest condition. This is a business. Win what you can win today, right now. Not 6 months from now. Not a year from now. Do it right now. And I can tell you, you know what? Yeah, I was pissed off because I didn't win Olympia. You were too. But you know one thing that did for me? It told me to move forward to become one of the winningest bodybuilders in history, you know? And that's because when I was in shape for the Miss Olympia, it pissed me off. I didn't win. Guess what? I went and won every show after that. I was in shape. It's a business. You have to market yourself and treat this as a business. Every dollar, you know, it adds up. Every guy that plays in the top fifth, everybody got paid. Yeah, you know what, Dennis? I wanted to win the show. You wanted to win Arnold. I mean, the Mr. Olympia. I didn't. But you know what? You got a $70,000 payday, bro. That's good. So move forward and collect the cash.
Yeah, well, you know, besides those guys bumping heads and doing all of that stuff, I had a long weekend. I told you I was emceeing the amateurs, which was inclusive of the master's figure, the amateur bodybuilding, the women's bikini, the women's figure, the women's physique, the men's physique. So it was a very, very long, long weekend, and I just want to make sure that we get some of these girls and guys recognized. On the women's figure A division, Jacqueline Thomas won that championship by way of Chicago, Illinois. Figure class B was Ira Vieira from Brazil. Figure C was Olga Maria Morales Gonzalez from Mexico. Figure D was Stephanie Matthews from Beaverton, Oregon. And figure E, Alessandra Barata Pinheiro from Brazil. Figure F was Tia Trent. She was from New Albany, Ohio, and the overall champion in that was Olga Maria Gonzalez by way of Mexico. She walked off and won that competition. Of course, we'll get to some of the others in the bikini divisions. But man, I tell you what, in that bikini division, I was announcing a ton of girls by way of Iceland. Couldn't pronounce their names, but I'm going to tell you, Kevin, it seemed like they must have shipped over the whole crew from Iceland just to mix things up over here. And Iceland's definitely one of those places, baby, that you and I got to get out there and see what's going on, what's cooking in Iceland, because, man, those girls were beautiful. Well, let's take a commercial break here. We're trying to wait for the All-American Evanston Pina to call in, give us his thoughts on getting third, what's in his economy, what's he plan on doing. We're gonna, if he doesn't call back in, we have the promoter from the Australian Pro Championships calling in, Tony Doherty, by way of Australia from the land down under. You're on with the Maryland Muscle Machine right here at MD Radio, number 148.
This is Marcus Haley of The Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric oxide war is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Smart Shake is not your regular shaker bottle. Smart Shake has two built-in compartments allowing you to store several servings of nutritional supplements. The shaker bottle is 100% leak-proof, non-toxic, and built from superior quality plastic. It's everything you need all in one unit. You even get a choice of colors. So do like four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler and get your hands on a Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker bottle, from www.smartshake.com today. That's smartshake.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at leveroniformula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power. Increase reps. Improve muscular endurance. Dramatically reduce recovery times and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Run! Who are you? That's not you! It's not you! Run! Yes!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, you're on with Kevin Lavroni by way of Maryland, and I'm out here in sunny Southern California where it was a balmy 78 degrees. I know that when I left Columbus, Ohio, there was snowflakes in the air, and I never looked back once that airplane door closed, Kevin. But again, where I was telling you about some of the champions in the bikini division and the men's physique division, I mean, there's so many, there's actually too many to number or to name, but they were all very worthy. It was a, they represented all the countries and all the colors of the rainbow. Some beautiful women in that bikini, man. It was really cool. The men's physique was taking shape on the main stage, and they had very good, strong American contingency. It was mostly American-dominated men's physique competition. It was less of the international flavor that was the men's bodybuilding competition. But I just wanted to recap and just back up a little bit, Kevin, because, again, that weekend's filled with so many things. I mean, I can't understress to you that if you've never been a part of an Arnold Classic weekend, you've got to be mindful of the fact that you can walk out one door and into another, and it's a full-blown gymnastics, like an NAACP gymnastics event. I mean, literally bleachers of people, throngs of, you know, the balance beams and the mats and tumbling runs. I mean, you look in there, you really think that you're like at the Olympics, and you turn the corner, and you got these arm wrestlers going at it. And you go down a little bit further, you got guys fencing. It really does have an Olympics feel to it because of the various activities going on. And, of course, that weekend they also had Strikeforce. They had Ronda Rousey, who won, again, her fifth amateur or professional fight in a row. She took this chick out, dude, like in 4 minutes tops and, like, snapped her arm, and that was over. But the MMA thing out there, they anchor it at the Nationwide Arena. That was going on. They had the film festival. We had a very successful screening of the Evolution of Bodybuilding that weekend. We also had the strongman, the one guy, Brian Shaw, Kevin, the American, Brian Shaw, probably one of the bigger guys there, strained and tore his bicep, which apparently was like in two different spots, still came out on the main stage doing the finals and carted that wheelbarrow-type thing up the ramp and managed to walk away and say he's going to go and get his arm looked at, but you tear a bicep and you continue competing and you're a strong man. I mean, those guys look like they were just from another planet with the size of how big they were.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a true testament of what these guys do, man. It's like, you know, no pain, no fear. You know, those guys do some remarkable things with their physiques. I mean, and not to mention 500-pound big Mark Henry walking around.
Yeah, Mark Henry came out. They brought him back because back, I believe, several years ago, he won the strongman at the Arnold. He'd gone on and done some WWE, WWF wrestling type thing, taken a little bit more mainstream and got some notoriety. Big, big guy. But they never gave him his trophy. He came back some 6-7 years later and they awarded him his trophy. While Mark Henry came out to accept that trophy, my daughter was out here competing in the first dance competition. I'm going to give her a little plug. She got second in her overall, you know, new dance troupe and had the fever and had the flu, and she's coughing in the background right now. I'm proud of her. Last year's national champion, getting ready for the 2012 season. But, Kevin, how can Arnold top what he's done this year moving forward? I mean, there's really no room to add anything else, although there is conversation. The women's physique division will now have a pro category to it next year. Actually, they're going to have the next year in 2013, they'll have the Women's Physique Olympia. They won't have it in 2012. But with that being said, that potentially can be added to the Arnold Classic weekend. But how does Arnold go out in style? I mean, we're growing old together, dude. 46, 47 years old, and Jim Lorimer's getting around in the cart these days. It's just too much to walk around. And Arnold had his arm in a sling. He looked like he's getting up there in age. He's got to be somewhere around 66, 67 years old. Where will this thing go?
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, like, legacy lives on. And the only thing that he can do is what he said when he got up and he made the speech. He's going to branch to other countries, bring on a classic to other countries out there besides the United States. And that's what he's doing now to broaden the horizon on the sport.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, it's one world. It's becoming a one world system, a one world, you know, everything. And that's, you know, that's the only way you can't go now. You know, I mean, look at the internet. Look what we're doing. You know, we're communicating VI, you know, through YouTube, Facebook with people all over the world instantly. And, you know, so the evolution, like you say, evolution of bodybuilding, right, Sean?
Yeah. Well, he had mentioned, you know, we've already got the Europe Arnold Classic, which takes place in October. I believe it's October 13th this year. Of course, last year's champion, Victor Martinez, still sits in confinement in a jail cell to this day, never making it back fully home from that victory and that $40,000 check, never really getting to enjoy that in the holidays. And he's waiting his fate. He's not going to know until the end of April. So another couple of months to wait for Victor to find out what his you know, certainty is going to be. And, of course, the matador, Silvio Samuel, was already sentenced guilty on four counts of domestic battery on March the 9th. He will find out how much time, what kind of time he'll be serving behind bars for that domestic battery and terroristic threats that he was involved in. On a lighter note, we do know that we saw Seth Ferrosi up in the lobby there, Kevin. He's walking around big as a house. He says he's going to be making a comeback to the bodybuilding stage shortly. If I'm not mistaken, it was either the Europa or the New York Pro Show, one of those two he's trying to get ready for. Looking big as a house, little Seth Ferrosi.
Yeah, I ran into him at the hotel lobby. And he is thick, man. I mean, he's thick. He's young. He has everything going for him right now. So I can't really, you know, I'm anxious to see what he's going to look like on stage, if he can pull it together and pull off a victory.
Well, with that being said, we're going to move from Columbus, Ohio, straight into Melbourne, Australia on March the 17th, where Tony Doherty is putting on the Fit Expo, along with the Australian Pro Championships, which I believe is his 13th year. He's had several people win that. Chris Cormier, we know, has got a title. Of course, Dennis Wolf is coming back, or won it last year, I should say. Those guys have all been treated like royalty. Tony Doherty, Melvin Anthony, I've heard nothing but great things down there. Paul Graham, one of the guys that was Arnold Schwarzenegger's very good friends back in the day. He runs bodybuilding out there. His wife was here actually participating with the Arnold Classic weekend. I won the World Championships, Kevin, little known fact, back in 1985. I won the Junior World Championships with Anya Langer in Sydney. Well, this is going to be in Melbourne. I'm going down there to do some satellite reporting. I'll come on to Dan Solomon's radio show, the Pro Bodybuilding Worldwide, along with Bob Ciccarillo on that week. MD Radio will be off the air so we can report on what takes place out there in Sydney, Australia. But really quick, Kevin, your assessment, did Branch Warren close the gap on Phil Heath, or is there so much distance right now that Branch has got to get what he can while he can, and just take, you know, be ready to take his lumps by the time he stands next to Phil Heath?
You know, Sean, I'm going to say this, you know, you never know with bodybuilding, you know, and I'm going to say, you know, Dexter Jackson came out during the pre-shows, and he did not look like he looked at the night show. I mean, Dexter came to the night show, and he looked light years totally different, you know, so the body's always changing, you know, evolution of bodybuilding, and, you know, it's hard to say, can Phil Heath beat the Phil Heath that we saw last year? You know, we don't know. Can Branch get better from now until, you know, the Olympia? Of course he can. And so there's a yes that goes up all over this thing. You know, we know the judges like, you know, hey, you know, the judges like that freaky thick, you know, monster, you know, it doesn't matter if, you know, sometimes if you waist is blocky or whatever, they're going to reward the guy who's the hardest and who has the most mass of muscle on stage. And if Branch can come in there thick, full, hard, completely shredded, have that grainy, thick look, you know, there's a chance that he could pull it off. So, well, you know, my advice to Phil Heath is, you know, you can never let up with a pretty physique like that. You know, you cannot let up, because it's hard to become, you know, a freak monster, you know, like Branch can. So
yeah, and you know what? He doesn't have to be a freak monster in order to defend that title. Branch has got to continue doing what he's doing. I've always said this: what made Dorian Yates and Ronnie Coleman who they were was the type of training that they did. And if they changed that up at all and took their foot off the pedal, it would change who they were. Branch Warren has got to continue putting his nose to the grindstone if he continually wants to be Branch Warren and be relevant. Anything less, he would be a different bodybuilder, and that's not going to be enough to close in on Phil Heath. But Dexter Jackson, at 42 years young, we do know, has got some soul-searching to do a little bit, but he's always qualified for the Olympia because he has a former Olympia victory in his tank. Doesn't have to do anything special there. It wasn't a slap in the face, and we do know that Lionel Bieke moved into the sixth place spot because Fouad Abiad missed his call out. Fouad was actually in sixth place. He thought he was out of the running, left the building, and they had to bring someone out. The next guy was was Lionel Bieke. It was a $10,000 rookie mistake that Fouad Abiad did by not paying attention to his profession and what was going on. Let's take our final commercial break, Kevin. Hopefully Tony Doherty will call in from the land down under. We'll discuss the Australian Pro Championships coming up in 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
If you're looking for the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with no Test. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. NovaTest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. NovaTest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. NovaTest from Zero Limits. Order NovaTest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Business as usual, man! It's going again! Right? Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Smart Shake is not your regular shaker bottle. Smart Shake has two built-in compartments allowing you to store several servings of nutritional supplements. The shaker bottle is 100% leak-proof, non-toxic, and built from superior quality plastic. It's everything you need all in one unit. You even get a choice of colors. So do like four-time Mr. Olympia Jay Cutler and get your hands on a Smart Shake, the world's smartest shaker bottle, from www.smartshake.com today. That's smartshake.com.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LeveroniFormula.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded.
when being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxyl. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Oh. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at HumaPro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we are on with the Maryland Muscle Machine by way of Maryland. Fully comfortable in retirement, Kevin, what you're bringing to the team at Muscular Development with this wealth of knowledge and information and your background and your expertise. We do appreciate it. One notable absentee from this year's Arnold Classic was our good friend and former three-time Arnold Classic champion, Jay Cutler, who went under the knife not too long ago. But if you look online at MuscularDevelopment.com, you can see that Jay is already back in the gym. My question to you, Kevin, is Jay made of the right stuff in that he'll wind up like Branch Warren in less than 12 months on a professional stage as big as the Mr. Olympia, no doubt, trying to get that title back from Phil Heath and also keep Branch Warren in the back of the pack as far as he's concerned?
I think so. I think Jay can do it. I mean, you know, I tore my pec at the beginning of my career. I got second in Mr. Olympia. I came home and ripped my pec completely off the bone. So there's no doubt in my mind that, you know what, Jay Cutler's a fighter. He's a warrior. He's a champion. He knows what's best for his body. And if he's back in the gym training, then he's in the gym training for a purpose. I don't think that Jay has hung it up. And I know some people probably think that Jay Cutler, you know, might, like, you know, sit it out or he might retire. You know what? If he's back in the gym, Jay's not quitting. I think he might come back for another Sandow.
Yeah, I mean, it's for some guys, it's just in your blood, it's in your DNA, and it's what you do until the wheels fall off. I know Ronnie Coleman exemplified that. I think some other people get out a little early due to injury. We watched Dorian Yates retire prematurely back in 97 with the torn tricep and the bicep and went out. He would have fallen on his blade, man, if, you know, common sense ruled and he had to save the, what little bit of health he had by getting away from it. But Jay is a fighter, and if he's not in a wheelchair, he more than likely would be there. But I know that at the ripe old age of 38, Kevin, which is not old in bodybuilding, we know that Dexter Jackson is 42 and he won. We know that Dennis James and Troy Alves and Tony Freeman, I mean, these guys are raising that age average way up there. You know, there's a lot of years left. If Jay wants to do it, he certainly can because he knows a thing or two. But Jay Cutler, arguably, is the bodybuilder of the past decade. You're talking, he was either number one or number two in the Mr. Olympia contest all of those years, and you sprinkle it in there with a few Arnold Classic titles that all came with $100,000 paydays and a few Hummers. He won like three Hummers back in the time that they were giving the Hummers away. A highly decorated bodybuilder that nobody ever saw really coming. But now with the arrival of Phil Heath, I think there's a changing of the guard. Branch slightly was challenging Jay. I don't think that same challenge would be presentable on an Olympia stage, but Branch is one of those guys, George Fair is one of those guys that would beg to differ with me. I just think there's too many structural flaws with Branch when you stack him up next to 100% Phil Heath.
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree with you with that. You know, I mean, yeah, you know, you really can't count out Dexter Jackson either, you know, because if Dexter Jackson comes in 100% on like we used to see in the Blade, it's no telling what can happen at the Mr. Olympia coming up. So
yeah, I think right now Dexter's got to take a break. I just think he's burning out. He's done so much with what he has, and the time that he's done it, it's just really crazy. But, well, again, we're going to find out what Dexter has. He's deserved an upcoming break. Hopefully his body will appreciate him resting that machine. But coming up, Again, Tony Doherty was not able to get back in with us, but we'll be headed to Melbourne, Australia on March the 17th to the Plenary Hall out there at the Melbourne Exhibit Center. Prejudging will be at 3 p.m. Now you got to do the math on the time now. You're talking that they're like a day ahead of us. Finals will be at 7 p.m. Of course, this is a humongous event down there. You can check out ticket sales at www.Doherty's Gym, D-O-H-E-R-T-Y-S, Gym, Doherty's Gym, to get all the information. It's at the Melbourne Convention Center, and maybe next week he'll be able to come back and have something to add to that. But I want to congratulate all of our champions, most importantly, Jim Lorimer for making this thing possible, Arnold Schwarzenegger for coming off the surgery bed with his injured shoulder, speedy recovery. Congratulations to Robert Kennedy, speedy recovery again, and thank you to all of our Team MD members as they work tirelessly, from Ron Harris at Fittadina, Jeff Benz, Danielle, Kevin Lavroni, Flex Wheeler, of course Sean Andros and Jordan and Butch. All these guys put it all together for you. Check out all the coverage right now at www.musculardevelopment.com. That Arnold Classic was something that's truly going to be amazing, and next year it's going to be even better. We're going to come back next week here on episode 149 as we roll into Australia. For Kevin Lavroni, I'm Sean Ray. Peace.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.